response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Joining us now is General Manager Bill Guerin. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Danita, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. As a partial season ticket holder to the Wild, I'm super excited that Kirill Kaprizov is back in action. He's amazing. We were worried that he'd be out for longer, but it'll be great to see him on the ice again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we thought would be much, much longer is, we got lucky. I can't say much more than that we got lucky, and we're just glad to have him back. And him and Cam Talbot got the All-Star nods this week, so we're real excited about a lot of things going on and just happy to get back playing.
Absolutely. It's been tough seeing all the cancellations, especially when this team is doing so well in the first half. Eric Sinek out on a COVID protocol. How have you guys navigated the injuries, the COVID protocols, the game cancellations? How do you keep that team, the psyche, going through all of this?
Well, we've really had to just kind of stay even keel about it. There's nothing we really can't do anything about it. I would say the most frustrating part is that, guys like Eriksson Ek, Brodin, Goligoski, the list goes on. Nobody's sick, and there's no symptoms. If we weren't testing, nobody would know. So I think that's and the guys get really frustrated with that because they want to play.
Yes.
Other than that, hey, look. It's a crazy world. We just got to roll with the punches here and just, we can't make it, a crutch or use it as an excuse. We got to be big boys about it and just be ready to play when we can.
Masks will be required at the X tonight, and then on the horizon is the vaccine mandate in St. Paul. How will the Wild navigate this with their fans?
I don't know. I might be the wrong guy to ask these questions to because, I've got my own views, but it'll be tough. I mean, it's just, hopefully it doesn't deter anybody from coming to the games. It's just something that we have to deal with, and everybody's just got to do their best. And, like I said, I hope it just doesn't deter anybody from coming to the games.
So what was it like for you? You were set to lead the Olympic team, and that has changed as well. Were you disappointed, and are you just moving on from that?
Yeah, it's just something I can't control, so I'm trying. Obviously I'm disappointed. The Olympic experience is like no other. I mean, it's actually amazing. And I was really looking forward to seeing what type of team we could put together and compete for a gold medal, but in the end, it's just not in the cards right now. And I was proud to be named the general manager of the team. And, maybe that opens the door for down the road. But, the United States is still sending a team over, and we're behind them 100% no matter who's wearing the jersey. So hopefully we can still win a gold.
That would be great. A lot of Minnesotans on that team. Tonight is a Black History event honoring Black History with MLK Day on Monday. This is so cool what the Minnesota Wild is doing. The Hockey is for Me program. Real shout out to Wayne Peterson and Callie Funk with the Minnesota Wild, really working to encourage more kids of color to play hockey. There'll be auctioning off jerseys that were specially made. How important is it to the Minnesota Wild to see this sport diversify?
Well, I think it's important for everybody. I mean, it really is. I think it's important that everybody, feels that they can take part in hockey. And, I think, like you said, our people at the Wild have done a great job of, reaching out to the communities and making sure that everybody does, have a chance to play and have a chance to get connected to the game. Even if you're not playing, to be able to go to games, to just be able to follow the Wild. Hockey's such a great game, and it brings so many people together for lifelong friendships. It shouldn't just be for you know, a select few. It really is for everybody, and tonight will be a nice night.
Absolutely. It's great to see. Actually, my daughter and I will be manning the Hockey is for Me table tonight. My son and I were involved with the program this summer. Just great to see what you guys are doing. So what deals are on the horizon? I'll be honest. I was sad to see Rem Pitlick go to the Canadiens. I really liked him. And there were some fans who were bummed out about that. What do we got on the horizon? What can you tell us?
Yeah, you know, and everybody's bummed out about Rem getting picked up. It's just, you know, we've had so many young guys really step up, like Boldy and Dewar, that, you know, we had to make room, and we thought maybe we could sneak him through waivers. But he played really well for us. It's tough to see a hometown kid go, but, you know, that's the way that this world works. Deals? Man, I don't really have anything. I don't really have anything cooking right now. I'd tell you if I did. You know that.
I would hope so. Please, just come on. You can break some news here on CCO.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I've been talking about it with our whole hockey ops crew, and you know, I think the best thing we could hope for right now is getting healthy. You know, if we could get Spurgeon back and Talbot and Brodin and all the guys that are banged up, Bugie, and that would be the best thing for us, because when we're healthy, I really like our team.
Oh, unstoppable.
Four lines deep, 60, 70 deep. We can play with anybody. Not just play with anybody, we can beat anybody. And I think that's the thing that we look forward to the most, is being healthy.
For sure. And boy, that Winter Classic, I can't even say enough about it. That whole experience, start to finish. The game could have been better, I'll just say, but the actual experience was great.
Yeah, we did not play well. That is the only negative. But everything else, I mean, all credit to the NHL and the Minnesota people at the Minnesota Wild that put all that together. You know, our business side, our ice crew, marketing, everybody did such an amazing job. It was such a team effort, and I think that's the best Winter Classic that there's been.
I would totally agree.
Yeah, despite the freezing cold.
Yeah.
You know, hey, and you know, and our fans, my God, to sit there through the whole game and just tough it out. I knew it. Like, I didn't think that was going to be an issue here, because Minnesotans took it as a challenge. It's like, you know what? They all have the gear. They don't care. People here don't care about that. They, you know, it's minus 20. People are riding their bikes. They're fishing. They're cross country. They're doing whatever. It doesn't stop anybody. Minnesotans are tough.
Absolutely, we are. Thank you so much. I hope you will join us again. Wild GM Bill Guerin, it is 8:29. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Anita. We'll see you there.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.